Side 7 with Mrs. Celia Halpin.
I'll repeat a little. He took his, he entered the University of Pittsburgh as a graduate student in the history department. And interesting enough, he was concerned chiefly in this program with United States history, writing his thesis on President Jackson. He made many trips to Harrisburg in the process of writing this to review records which were available there. Following his work on his master's degree, he immediately began to study for his doctorate degree. And he gave much credit to his professors for their help in identifying Rashi as a significant rabbi of the medieval period in which his doctorate work was done. In his introduction, or in his acknowledgments in his book on Rashi, he does pay recognition by name to these professors. He received his doctorate as a PhD with a specialization in history. He had also been awarded a doctorate of divinity from the Jewish Theological Seminary. And following the publication of his book on Rashi, he was awarded an honorary Phi Beta Kappa award. While he was a student at the University of Pittsburgh earlier, Pitt did not offer Phi Beta Kappa. So they made up for this. And he would tease me about not having attained a Phi Beta Kappa when I really should have. And, of course, I know that I never could have. But this was one of the ways in which he would tease me, saying if I had gone to school outside of Pittsburgh, I would have had one. Or if I had had one of my books published by the University of Pittsburgh Press, this might have been a possibility. And he's in Who's Who in the East. And I didn't put down about the Judaism either. I said, yeah, let me get that. I think I should say that he was very active with the Pittsburgh Pastoral Institute, which is an organization very ecumenical in its purpose. He was the vice president, first vice president of the organization at the time of his death, and had given lectures on various aspects of rabbinical responsibility. In his earlier years, he was very active, not only in the Jewish community, but the community at large, even to being the chaplain of the Variety Club. Was an organization of people in the theater or friends of the theater. He was well known for his oratory and was frequently involved in programs of national and international conferences. In 1971, he gave a paper at the University of Western Michigan, which described the book that was in process. He was invited to Brandeis in their Lohman lectures to present a lecture on Rashi. This is a lecture series in which highest type scholars in various fields are invited to lecture. I think I could go on recounting various aspects of his interest, but I believe I've given enough portrayal of Dr. Belkin as a scholar, as a loving husband and father, as a rabbi who served his congregation for 50 years, and as an author and educator. The congregation, the Tree of Life, have named their sanctuary the Herman Helfrin Sanctuary, the Rabbi Herman Helfrin Sanctuary, so that his name is before the congregation at all times. One could really write a book on his life, and I'm really sorry that he is not living, not only for what it would mean to me, but what he could produce in terms of an oral interview.
We thank you very much, Mrs. Halpern, and we know that you, although you haven't said it, you have not retired at all from living and enjoying life to the extent that you can from your children and grandchildren.
Thank you very much, and thank both of you for all of your help.